The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing? And how can we make that time more honorable and pleasurable? Those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you're feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like just something is missing. I think I found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share some more. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life. It was affecting my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? And how come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find out my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I sent out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answer, of course. Don't we all? But being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected. I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else in my life to provide that for me. I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, or TV, or in the amazing books that I had read in the past. I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders, coaches, counselors, motivational speakers, and reading some flippin' awesome books, they gave me the tools and tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. Damn, how come no one teaches you this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned. This was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to secretly find hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. I found me. I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy. No one else can provide for me. No one else can satisfy my needs. No one else even has a clue what even does it for me. And it isn't their job. It is my job. So, what did this mean for me? It meant figure out what excites me. Figure out what scares me. Figure out what I would love to try doing. And figure out what I'm feeling and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills. I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning. I love to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling. And because I love my life and I love me, And then some incredible things started happening for me too, where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. I became very intimate with myself and others, and that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. So sit back and enjoy as we learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all the fun, passion, and intimacy in your life that you deserve also. If you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutalive.com. Or you can always hit the email host button here on my host page on voiceamerica.com health and wellness channel on my show called Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So we've got some amazing guests that we're going to be lining up for you guys. I want to make sure you guys check in every week. We're going to start posting a lot of information, getting some videos up for you guys to follow me. So make sure you check me out on Facebook as well. You can go to Tamron's Place on Facebook. That's my business page. And if you do type in Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, you're going to see my personal page on there as well. It's a little bit more intimate. You do get to hear what's going on in my personal life and some of the ups and downs that I'm having as well, just so that you understand who I am and what I'm all about. So you're welcome to follow both pages. Today, I don't have a guest. It'd be nice if someone would call in and share some stories. People do follow me on Facebook, but it's always great when people actually follow through on that. But what I'm going to do is I'm changing it up just a little bit. I've actually been working with a new business coach for the past month now. And it's been wonderful because I've really been struggling with how I'm going to make all my ideas come together for you guys. And the radio show is key for me because, I'll be honest, you can put your picture in a magazine. You can, you know, put little things here and there and networking events and that kind of stuff. But I have found that being on the radio really allows people to connect with me and to really understand who I am and my point of view and how I like to do things. So I've decided to really let you guys into my world a little bit more with the advice of my business coach. People who generally are attracted to me always want to know what it is that I'm doing. They want to know what books am I reading. You know, what am I talking about? What am I doing today? What kind of things are happening in my life? And that's how they feel connected. And that's what creates the intimacy. And to be honest, that wasn't how I was living in my life before. I kept to myself very much. And there was a stage in my life where I didn't even actually think that people wanted to know that. And the truth was, many people are longing for a connection. So I've learned that, and it's a big hurdle that I've overcome in my life. And so now I'm willing to share that more. And this radio show is really allowing me to do that. So I usually have quotes. I'm not going to do any quotes today. What I'm going to do is, a lot of people who come into my home, I just recently moved, and now it's changed a lot energetically, and I have a lot more time and freedom as well to really focus on my business and to add a lot more of that fun and passion back into my life, because that is what we're talking about today. We're talking about, I'm going to share a specific story, but I'm talking about, you know, when we're living a stressful life, how does that affect the sensual aspect of our life? So, you know, when we're allowing too many stressful things get in the way, what gets lost, you know? So getting back to where I am here in home, I do have a lot of rituals that I have, and they're not consistent with, I have to do it at a certain time. Do I have to do it every day? No, I have a bunch of things that I like to use. And one of the things I love to do is, to look at tarot cards, oracle cards, that kind of stuff. I do have different ones. I'm very connected to nature, so I do love animal totem things. I love the book Animal Speak, which I talked about on my show quite a while ago, but That's written by an American author, Ted Andrews. So I do look up a lot of things. But today what I decided to share with you guys is something new that I've purchased by Doreen Virtue. I do have some of her work, some of her books, and some of her cards. And I love to share. So today I actually pulled a card, and amazingly, what jumped out, I believe there are no accidents in life, was a card called Codependency. And now you have to understand, I already wrote the theme of my show. I believe there's no accidents. I already had the books picked out. I had everything. And then I decided to pull a card to see what would come up for the show. And the card that fell out of the deck says codependency, and it says here, addictions are affecting your romantic life. So I'm just going to share with you some of Doreen Virtue's work. She explains the card itself, and it says, this card answers your question in perhaps a surprising way, because addictions are the culprit behind the issues you're attempting to resolve. This could be your own craving for a substance or an unhealthful behavior. Or it could be that your partner's addictions are impacting your love life. This card is also an indicator of childhood experiences in an addictive family. Addictions numb the heart to pain, but they also diminish the capacity to love. And since love is the basis of your romantic partnership, addictions become a barrier to moving forward toward true emotional intimacy. This is especially true if you are twisting yourself in knots to please a person whose dependency has lessened his or her capacity for happiness. And that's a no-win situation with that will negatively affect your self-esteem and your own happiness if you choose to continue. So fortunately, lots of support is available worldwide in the form of 12-step meetings and other addiction support fellowship models. Whether it is you or your romantic partner who has the addiction, you can find free groups near you through internet searches or by contacting a local community health center. And I find this is wonderful because that is what I'm going to be talking about today. And it's basically a chapter that I have written. I'm working on my book as well. And the chapter was called, How Do We Bless Someone Instead of Trying to Fix or Control? So I'm going to share some of my own personal writings with you guys right after the first break, because we're all ready for that. And I'm going to let you know what was happening in my life at the time and what I needed to do to really overcome that so that I could allow that intimacy back in my life, just as Doreen says in the tarot card here. So what I want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too, and we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamarin, and you are listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So, yeah, I just want to remind you guys, like they say in the commercial, if you do want to call in, you have any comments or questions, always feel free to do that. It's 1-866-472-5792, or you can email me at Tamarin, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. And always, I want you guys to check me out on YouTube as well. Let's Figure It Out Live by Tamarin K is my YouTube channel. We're going to start the videos and let you guys know who's coming up on the shows, interviews. We'll have a little bit more footage of some of the personal aspects of what I'm talking about in more depth as well. So it could be some of the books I'm reading, some recipes, what I'm eating, what it is I'm doing, that kind of stuff. It will definitely be a lot more personable and more fun as well. So if you do want to follow me there, please remember to subscribe. And also, if you do feel connected to me, if you do have any comments or questions, I'm always willing to offer private consultations that can be done over the phone. So you don't necessarily have to be here in Ontario, Canada to connect with me. So make sure you connect either by email as well. So today, what are we talking about? We are talking about, just like I pulled in the tarot deck, codependency. So, you know, this is a personal story I'm sharing again on the show. You know, how is that affecting my life, and how is it affecting my love life, and how is that affecting my personal relationships? You know, when you're really stressed out and you're trying to fix somebody or nurture somebody, I mean, man, I'm going to admit it. I was bitchy and miserable and angry. And you know what? When you're in that type of a mood, all the other fun stuff, it ain't going to happen. You know, and that's a reality. And unfortunately, stress is there in life. We can't avoid it. But what we can do is learn how to deal with it and learn how to walk away with issues like this that are healthy and we don't feel guilty. So like I said, I am starting my own book, and I'm going to read you guys a chapter from what I wrote. And I wrote this a while ago, but I really felt it was good to share this one today. So this is just in my own words here, and you know, it's coming from my point of view. So it says here, I started, wow, my attitude towards helping people has really changed over the years, and I don't know if it's a sign of maturity or wisdom. I wonder if I was younger, would I have even have understood the knowledge of codependence or not? Is it something we develop in adulthood, or are we actually capable of applying this kind of knowledge? It reminds me of a video that I saw about children a long time ago, where the video was explaining that the human brain develops certain knowledge at different stages of our lives. So the example was that if you tell a young child of perhaps 3 years old to stand on the edge of a high area, then they may not understand the consequences if they decide to just jump off. The brain doesn't know that they could possibly injure themselves because they don't have the concept of understanding the future. So what I mean by this analogy is that, do we have the capacity to know that when we're trying to control something, that it's not healthy and positive? And when do we actually begin to learn and apply this? The reason why I ask myself this is because now that I have gotten older, and I hope wiser, I realize that there were so many circumstances in my life where that was exactly what I was doing. I was trying to control and fix in order to achieve the results that I wanted. Yet now I'm starting to see how just letting go of things that I can't change is the power within me. And I know that the only thing I can control are my actions and the choices that I make and the way that I perceive them. And so my biggest lesson started in the fall of 1999 when my father was ill. He was suffering from cirrhosis of the liver. He was a wonderful, caring man, and he loved to socialize, and he was raised in a large family of 6 siblings and 2 half-siblings. And he was also raised on a farm with many chores to do, and they lived off of very little money. And I always remember my father as a guy who everyone enjoyed being around because he had the energy of a teddy bear. So my dad and his family loved to get together and eat and drink, and many of his family members also smoked. So this was the life that I was accustomed to. And so when I became a teenager and started forming friendships and dating, Then I also carried out the same social habits. I didn't even think twice about anything because that's all I knew at the time. And later on in my late 20s and early 30s, I was starting to feel the ill effects of my lifestyle. And I didn't always have the energy that I wanted. And sometimes I was moody and depressed and I just felt unhappy. I was married and to be honest, I was trying to be the perfect wife and mother, but something inside of me was missing and I felt it, but I didn't know how to change it, make it better or who to ask or what to do. I just knew that something had to change. And not too much later, my father became very ill, and when I saw that he wasn't doing much to change his lifestyle, I became very angry with him. And I tried jumping in and giving him all the answers to how to make his life better so that he could obtain some relief of his ill health. I tried to convince him to eat better, get some proper exercise, cut back on his drinking, and definitely quit smoking. And I was always trying to convince him to change. And yet in the meantime, who was I? I was still not eating healthy, not exercising properly, and I was still drinking most of the days to socialize, and I was still puffing away on my own cigarettes too, but at that time I never thought about changing myself. I couldn't see anything because I felt I had lots of time to do that. And was I ever naive? I think about how I used to convince myself that it would be so easy when I just decided to quit all these unhealthy habits and I'd just be able to do it. But I didn't think I needed to, and this is the part that bothers me the most about how I used to think about myself. And then there was a day when my father was feeling a lot of pain and he was refusing to go to the doctor. So I had no choice but to call the ambulance to come and get him, and he actually could barely walk, so he was taken out of his house on a stretcher. And he was admitted into the hospital briefly, and I stayed close by for the next few days because I was desperately hoping that maybe now he would understand what I was trying to tell him. And I hoped that he would see that if he wanted to live, that he had to start making some changes. I was convinced that this would work and he would look after his own health, and what happened next shocked me. I brought my father home from the hospital and he was given medication. He was instructed by the doctors not to consume alcohol. So I figured this was a secret and it was going to work. And so when we arrived back at his house, he kept telling me that I could go home back to my family and that he was okay. And I felt really unsure and I just wanted him to take his medication because I thought if he took it, then he wouldn't drink. But he kept avoiding taking the medication in front of me, and he actually started ignoring me like he really didn't have anything to say to me at the moment, and I felt he wanted to be left alone and he was giving me no reason to stay. I couldn't figure out why he was acting so different towards me, so I started packing up my things to get ready to go home. And he promised me he would take his medication soon, so off I went. During the ride home, I couldn't stop thinking about how different his behavior was, and then I realized he most likely wanted to have a drink of alcohol, so that's why he didn't take his medication. He was waiting for me to leave because he knew it would upset me to show his weakness. So at that time, I didn't realize how hard it was for him to not have a drink of alcohol, and the next time I saw him, I knew he wasn't able to stop drinking, and I would get so angry. And he would just get really quiet and not want to talk to me about it. And I couldn't figure out why. Why wouldn't he talk to me? And I felt so rejected by my father. And much later in life, I realized that when people don't speak, one of the main reasons why is because of shame. And it took me so much time to realize this because this day stood out for me. And my father continued to drink and live an unhealthy lifestyle. And I hated the fact that I couldn't fix him. And I hated it because I thought I had the power to get him to understand. And I realized that, unfortunately, the power had to come from him, and it was so hard for me to watch him die. Now, when I see anyone who chooses to live a certain way that I don't agree with, I realize it is none of my business. I have learned to let go and just bless people and to let them live their own lives the way that they choose to. My father didn't have the courage or the strength to change, and I didn't even know if he desired to change. But I now have realized in my own life, too, that when I wanted something desperately enough, that I had to do something to create the change. And many of those times or changes were created when I found the help of others. And I had to ask for their expertise or even their motivation, because in my crazy busy life, I find the things that I tend to focus on the most are the things that are the priority for me. And I haven't mastered the art of balance in my life yet. And that'll always be a goal for me, to maybe just keep trying to create that healthy balance of fun, work, and play. So how many of you have been able to keep the fun playtime in your life? And so when stressful situations like this arise in your life, are you able to still create time for the intimacy and the pleasure also? I know that when this happened to me, this issue about trying so desperately hard to help others affected my own personal life. And so I was the one who ended up suffering, and my personal relationships were suffering. Yet now that I reflect, I wish I took the time to speak more of my truth to share with my friends and family and partners so people understood me better. And I think if I could just surrender and let others nurture me and during these hard times, I would have found a healthier balance and some sanity in there too. And first off, I needed to ask myself for forgiveness. I needed to learn how to walk away. And then I needed to ask for his forgiveness too. And learning how to send love and light to people I care about was a great lesson for me. So in other words, instead of trying to fix and light, learning how to just let go and let things take care of themselves and wish the best for these people and the best of their circumstances was probably the healthiest thing I could have done at that time. Did I know it then? Absolutely not. Do I know it now? Yes, I do. And so the reason why I'm sharing this is because I'm still seeing a lot of this for other people that are in my life and some of my friends and family. And so what I'm trying to do is to always remember that when stressful situations like this or anything that comes up in your life, I don't want us to feel guilty that, you know, in order to balance this out, we can de-stress by doing things for ourselves that still make us feel healthy, that still make us feel whole, that still make us feel intimate with the important people in our lives. So what I'm going to do is after the break, I'm going to share some of the things that I personally like to do, some of the things that I've learned about, some information where you guys can get some of this, and I'm going to share some other stuff actually from a great book that I've referred to on the show once before, but I'm going to refer to it a little bit again today, and it's called Codependent No More. And it is a little bit about codependency issues, but how do we get control of our own lives so that we don't have the extreme stress that I went through in my life? All right, so what I'm going to do is take my next break right now. When I get back, I'm going to share that with you. So I'm just going to remind you that this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
No matter what you have tried, healing is always possible. Learning about healing, what it is, and what it can do brings a much clearer understanding of the process. Listen for the Healing Power Hour with Suzanne Hill. Our program will help you understand your own body so that you can understand how you can reduce or eradicate any negative health issues that you might be dealing with. Healing is energy-based, and by learning how it works, you help yourself. Tune in to the Healing Power Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you know the four major principles to healthy living? If we incorporate these principles in our everyday decisions, we could all live better and healthier lives. Tune in to The Joys of Healthy Living with your host, Dr. Ed Dodge. By tuning in each week, you can learn about the four principles for healthy living and how to incorporate them into your life. Dr. Dodge and his guest experts will share tips and discoveries from every aspect of health. The Joys of Healthy Living is broadcast live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today, what am I talking about? I'm talking about how do we prevent that stress from affecting our central aspect of our lives. And just before the break there, I shared a chapter of the book that I'm writing. It's stories about my personal life and issues and how did I overcome things and, you know, what were some of the crazy things that were going on in my life. And it's true. I'm going to admit it. You know, when things happened in my life that were creating a lot of stress, I let a lot of things go that weren't healthy for me. And so I was miserable. And knowing that now, I would never allow myself to ever get in that situation, or at least try to, you know, do things so that I don't ever get that extreme in my life, because it really did affect my personal relationships, which, of course, you know, when you're with someone, it does affect your sexual relationship as well. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things, and this is what I'm going to talk about in this part of the show today, is that, you know, when something is happening in our life that is negative, why as humans do we let it take over every aspect of our life? So why can't we just say, you know what, I'm only going to allow myself 10-15 minutes today to worry about this, to be stressed about, and then I'm going to carry on with the rest of my life. And it was interesting. I did see someone do that one time when I was in a workshop, a weekend-long workshop, actually for codependency, now I'm thinking about it. And there was a man who was in the group, and his son was actually an alcoholic. And he was my age, really nice businessman, you know, seemed very knowledgeable, whatever. And I couldn't figure out, like, how this man was coming in. He was in here talking about a lot of things he was going through in his life. And I just looked at him, and I said, like, how does that not get you down? And he looked at me and he goes, it does get me down, but I just don't let it consume my entire day. He says, I literally make time. And he goes, I go into my hot tub at, you know, whatever time of the day, he had a set time he'd like to go to at the end of the night. And he says, and that's the time when I worry and I stress and I allow myself to feel those feelings and, you know, to feel sad for my son and all that kind of stuff. But the rest of the day is mine. And at the time, I didn't understand it. But you know what? Now that I'm older, I'm like, wow, you know what? I think that's wonderful. So, you know, how can we have stress in our life and still carry on and not feel guilty and not feel ashamed of it too, that we still have a life to live ourselves. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to share a couple of things. What are some of the things that I like to do? Just so I can give you guys more ideas and some of the books and some of the things I get the information from as well. And like I said, I'm going to share some information if I have time at the end. From one of my favorite books called Codependent No More by Melody Beattie. So a really great book. So here are some of the tips I use to stay balanced. And let me know if any of the ideas help you. Number one, for me, learning how to speak up is just so beneficial on its own. Even for me, I did wind up with a broken thyroid. So in other words, I wound up with hypothyroidism. And that was caused from, if you look at Louise Hay's work, it's about people who suffer because we don't speak up. So it creates an imbalance, and then it creates a hormonal imbalance. And what comes out of that is the depression and all that kind of stuff and the weight gain and whatever. So that's what happened for me. And I chose by my own choice to deal with things holistically, naturally. I did not take prescribed medication. I learned how to balance that out. But what I actually had to start doing was to actually start talking. And this is where I really focus on intimacy. And this is how I want to change the show. Intimacy and better relationships are created when people communicate. And good or bad, it doesn't matter what's coming out of your mouth. Just let's start talking. All right? So number one, speak up. So examples, speaking up, start asking for help for doing the small stuff, especially as women. You know, I know a lot of couples listen to my show, but, you know, there are a lot of women out there, too, that love to listen to my show. And you know what? It's those small things that really add up. And so when you're coming home and you're stressed and you're dealing with an issue, you know, let someone take care of the little stuff. And that can be the stupid things like, you know, doing the dishes or taking out the garbage or walking the dog or making a dinner. Does it have to be the fancy dinner that you'd normally cook? No. Like, let it go. Like, order in something. You know, I know it's not going to be forever that, you know, your lifestyle might be upside down. But you know what? We have to slowly learn to let go. And I had to do that, too. You know, and if you're already in the habit of not speaking up, it is hard to start speaking up. I know it's like a process that we have to learn. And because the people around us aren't used to us asking for help, it becomes unusual. So we have to actually do it. And so I started something with my youngest son a while ago where, you know, I would say to him, could you please do this? Could you please do that? And he was like, well, why do you always ask for the same things? And I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you help me out a little bit here? And why don't you say to me every morning, Mom, what can I do for you today? You know, wouldn't it be nice to just wake up and your greeting to someone is, you know, how am I going to make your day better? Does this mean that I have to go and change the world and, you know, like revamp the whole house? No, it's just what little thing can I do to support you to help you make your day better? So I said to my son, I said, if you just ask me, what's one little thing you can do for me today? Then I'm going to tell you, and it'll be right in that moment, because people like me, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners are the same, we always have a million things we got to do. We got sticky notes going on. We got notes here, notes in the car, notes in our purse, notes everywhere. And there's always a list of endless things that need to be done. So when someone actually asks you, what a relief that is. And we're not going to give you the big stuff, trust me, because we like to control things. So you know what? It's only going to be the small stuff we're going to be willing to give up. So please start practicing doing that. Speak up for that. You know, start asking for little things that are a little bit more personal, like could it be a head massage? Could it be a foot massage? Or can you guys learn a little bit more deeper about how to give each other reflexology, like just to actually get to certain pressure points in our feet? And it's fascinating, if you're someone who doesn't know anything about reflexology, how soothing and comforting it actually is to have your foot massaged properly. Again, this could, you know, if this your partner doing this, it could lead to some pleasurable time, some relaxation there. But you know what? It's fascinating how sensitive the feet are. And I love getting that treatment done. A very good friend of mine actually owns a spa nearby, and she's just one of these people I completely trust. And I love getting reflexology treatment. So every time I go there to get a foot pedicure done, I always make sure I ask for that treatment as well. And it's very, very fascinating. I usually sleep like a baby. Some people don't actually like getting a massage. They don't like people touching them when they're stressed. It is an option. I am going to talk about that. But if that's not something you really like, then go for something like that. Go for a reflexology treatment, or try some type of an energy treatment. A lot of Reiki people are out there. Again, they don't necessarily have to touch the body. And some people can do distant work as well, energy work. Very, very fascinating technology. So try something like that. It is very, very helpful. And again, so I was talking about the professional massage. I'll just recap on that a little bit. Yeah, go and get a massage. Treat yourself to that massage. Allow your body to sleep deeper. When we're really stressed, we find that we don't go into a very deep sleep because the brain is just going and going and going, and we're constantly thinking about things. So when we can learn how to calm ourselves down, we actually might start feeling more refreshed. You can learn deep breathing techniques. In other words, just breathing through the belly, that calms you down as well. So it's just little things. And I know it sounds too simple. And, you know, people say to me, oh, yeah, but you don't realize how stressful I am. Yeah, I do realize it, because I was there and I understand what you're going through. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be so extreme in order to balance that out. If you start practicing some of these simple techniques in your daily lifestyle, it's going to make a difference. And so when life throws you a curve, you're going to be able to deal with it. And that's what people say to me now. They say, how do you deal with everything that's going on in your life? And I go, I have tools in my toolbox that I use all the time. And so I may not be doing the same thing exactly every day, but I have a whole bunch of things that I love to use. And they're very holistic. They're very natural. And it works for me. And so I don't choose professional medications and professional services. I tend to choose more holistic stuff. And I find that the more of that that I do, I become more sensitive to these types of techniques and things like that. So my body responds a lot quicker and it works faster now. So it does take a little bit of time to see that change, but it does work. Okay, what else? Now, what are we going to do? This sounds crazy. It sounds just too simple, but go for a walk in nature. And if you are in a place where it's warm enough and you can do this, take your shoes off. Your feet actually absorb a lot of energy. It's very natural. So when you can walk barefoot, you're actually picking up the negative ions that are on the surface of the earth. And in the wintertime, I know we can't do that, but if you're in an area when holidays, try to be barefoot as much as possible. There is a natural rhythm to the earth that's very healing, but when we wear shoes and we walk on pavement and that kind of stuff, or if we're in a surrounding where there is a lot of like hydro wires, that kind of stuff, it affects that natural rhythm. And so we can feel that imbalance. So pay attention to, like, if you're in a busy city or if you're around a lot of busyness or airports or you travel a lot, are you getting that balance that your body needs? And if not, start doing this and wait to see the difference. So you don't need to spend a lot of money. Just get out there and walk in nature and go back to the deep breathing. While you're out there, breathe in through the belly, absorb it. Be conscious of what's out in nature. It is a gift to have this. And so many people don't acknowledge it. It's just there. They go, oh, yeah, yeah, it's pretty. It's, yeah, birds are singing, yeah, whatever. No, go a little bit deeper and understand that your physical body can absorb that energy from the earth. It sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, when you're aware of it, you will feel the difference. What else can we do? Grab that great book that you're always dying to read, or go, you know, watch a movie, watch something that's funny. Again, when we're in stressful situations, why is it? I did the same. Why is it we feel guilty if we're laughing? Why is it we feel guilty and go hang out with our friends and have a good time? It doesn't have to carry through into your life. You know what? Let it go. And you know what? Move through life. And that's the balance that we actually really seek, but we just don't give ourselves permission to have it. All right? Just like going for a nap, right? In other words, how can we go for a nap when our life is full of stress and not feel guilty? This is a big one for me. I love to have naps, but I'm slowly learning how to not feel guilty. And what else can we do? A night out, maybe with your partner, or even a night in? Like, ask for that pampering. Ask for the extra attention. Ask for the extra intimacy. Ask for the extra foreplay. You know what? We need it. You deserve it. And it can certainly help. All right? So there are some cool tips. I've got one more I'm going to share with you guys, but I'm actually going to explain that after the break because I've got a little bit more detail for you. So just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Nearly everybody struggles with some sort of addiction. It can be substance abuse, eating disorders, sexual addiction, or even something much less common. Tune into Addiction in America with host Rebecca Bullion every week to learn more about these and other addictions. Our goal is to educate you about these addictions in order to help you with regaining control in your life. Addiction in America is broadcast live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today, what are we talking about? Well, how can we prevent stress from affecting our essential aspect of our lives? And it happens to all of us. It's happened to me. So just trying to give you guys some pointers and tips. I've shared a personal story from my personal life. I am writing my own book. And if ever you guys want copies of some of the things that I've shared, please feel free to email me that about that also, or connect with me on Facebook under Tamaran's Place. I've always got copies of everything stored here. So the book is coming out soon. There's going to be some good stories in there too. Some funny stories, sexual stories, dating stories. Like, my friends just love Mondays because after a weekend around me, sometimes I get crazy stuff happening and people say to me, like, I don't know, you have a crazy life. And I go, well, you know, it's time to amp yours up too. My life wasn't always that way, but that's how I choose to live it now. So I'm having a lot of fun. And just want to remind you guys, check out my YouTube channel. It's called Let's Figure It Out Live by Tamaran K. We're going to get the videos up. We're going to get some great guests lined up for the show. Now that the show is more of an intimacy-based show, we're going to be talking about all kinds of intimacy issues, sexual issues, for mainly women and couples as well. I'm finding that really is my following. A lot of those people are asking me for advice. So lots of cool things coming up. So please remember to stay connected so that you always know what's going on. So this is the last part of my show. I was talking about what are some of the tips that I use. Like, these are the things that people want to know. They want to know, what do I do? What do I use? Where do I go for the information? So I talked a lot about, you know, just the simple things we can do when we're really stressed out, and to learn to really speak up and ask for this kind of stuff is the most important thing. And that was the most important thing for me, was, you know, when I was feeling run down and depressed and, you know, really unhappy with the things that were happening in my life, I wasn't asking for the help. And so I was suffering on the inside, and I certainly don't want that happening to you guys. So just ask, you know what? A lot of people are really happy to give, because as human beings, we love to, you know, do things for other people. So one of the really popular things that I love to do, and if you do come into my place here, you see it all over my house, is I love to use essential oils. I also really like candles, the use of candles, and very specifically to beeswax candles. They are my favorite. They actually clean the air, and they have a beautiful glow to them as well. So when you burn those, it cleans the air. I stay away, again, from anything that is chemically made. So I don't like all the perfumey candles, that kind of stuff that you get in all the stores. I actually go to someone who's local here, and they're handmade. A little bit more expensive, but they burn way slower, so they last way longer. They're actually very arousing to watch, and they're very calming. And when you look into the fire of a candle, I don't know if a lot of people knew this, but I learned this when I was a scout leader, is that, fire is created and it helps in the mind. And it doesn't, if you were to build a bonfire, if you were, say, stranded somewhere, the truth is it doesn't really keep you warm. It only changes the degree of the temperature outside about 10 degrees. So if it's minus 40 or whatever, you're still gonna be really cold unless you're right up to the fire. But it's what it does to the mind, actually, that creates a sense of security. And connection. And so it reduces that fear and the stress on the brain. And that actually is what calms us down. So, just having candles lit, it will calm you down. The use of not just essential oils, but incense. I love to burn high quality incense as well. And I find that it increases the senses. And again, it calms down my mind. And so I love that. So I do have favorite ones that I use. Again, you guys are always welcome to email me and I can give you the personal information. But where do I buy my essential oils? A lot of people want to know because they come here and I actually add them into my food. I add them into my cooking. I make my own. I buy plain natural soaps with no scents in them, and I put them in bottles that I use in the shower, and I actually just put different scents in there, so different oils, and they smell amazing, and the smell actually permeates through the building, and so it just creates the calmness. One of the things I love is one called Peace and Calming, and it's from a company called youngliving.com. Now, you're welcome to go on their website, check it out. If you do have any questions or concerns, please email me. I'll give you some more detailed information on how you can get that shipped to your door at a wholesale cost and not the retail cost that you're going to see on the website. So lots of great information there. And I'm just going to share with you some of the emotional health benefits that it has here. And it says here, the natural properties found in essential oils produce a soothing, uplifting effect on the mind and emotions, which allow for natural stress and depression relief. When an oil containing the optimum level of therapeutic constituents is diffused or applied topically, the result fosters a sense of emotional balance and well-being. All right, so you can blow those in a diffuser, you can add them, you can rub them on your body, you can do all kinds of cool things, all right? So just remember that. They're very, very cool to use. Now, it looks like I've run out of time again, so I might even have to continue some of this stuff on another show. I'm even thinking of doing some series because people are saying that there was just so much information they wanted to know more. But one book I'm definitely going to talk to you guys about, if you don't have a copy and you're resonating with what I'm talking about today, please go out and get the book Codependent No More by Melody Beattie. Again, if you don't can't find this information online, I want you guys to just give me a quick email, follow me on Facebook, ask questions there, add me on Facebook under Tamaron's Place. That's the business page, and I'll be talking more about stuff on the show. Great, great book. And she has a whole chapter on, how to live your own life. So in other words, let go of trying to control people. It's kind of what I was talking about today. And, get your life back a little bit and learn how to bless these people instead of always trying to fix them or control them. All right. Some of the strongest things we can do is to just wish well for others and let them find what they need. All right. So you can do that by, one of my favorite things sounds wacko is I say to people, I'll send you an angel. I do love to read Doreen Virtue's book. I do have other books on angelology. You know what? Send them an angel. Send them light. And just allow whatever needs to happen in their life, and you get your own life back. All right? And remember, when you do something like that, it's like the law of karma. So that whatever we give, then we receive tenfold. And when we send love and light and angels to those people that we care about, we are the ones who receive more of the same in return. So how wonderful is that? All right. So those emotional chains that we have, we become free from our heart, and it allows them to be free also. All right. Then they don't feel all that pressure and shame, just like my father was feeling in the story I talked about today. All right. So just lots to share with you guys all the time. And I just want to remind you, did you ask yourself, did you learn anything by listening to me today? And are you understanding your life from a different perspective? Do what things I talk about make more sense to you? And did I empower you? So we'll always love to hear some feedback. So remember to connect with me. Email me at tamaron@figuredoutlive.com, or always come back next week to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America, so Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned for more next week.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamaron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately again.